USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Russian embassy to the U.S. says Washington's newest round of sanctions on Russia are draconian and unacceptable. They'll target millions of dollars in exports to Russia, which the U.S. believes is behind the poisoning of a former spy and his daughter with a chemical agent in Britain back in March. But saying European nations acted by placing sanctions on Russia within days of that incident happening, Democratic Congressman Danny Heck of Washington State wonders why it took the Trump administration so long.
What new evidence has come forward? What took them 6 months to do what it took less than 12 days for the United Kingdom to do?
He spoke on NBC News. The governor of Virginia issuing a state of emergency in advance of several political rallies planned in Charlottesville this weekend, the first anniversary of the white supremacist and alt-right rally that resulted in the death of a counter-protester. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Wee-oh! You melted me! I melted!
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
See what you've done! Oh!
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Republican Congressman Chris Collins of Western New York vowing to mount a vigorous defense against securities fraud charges. He allegedly conducted insider trading involving an Australian biotech company for which he serves as a board member, U.S. Attorney Jeff Berman.
The crime that he committed was to tip his son Cameron so that Cameron and a few select others could trade on the news while the investing public remained in the dark.
A suspect accused of starting the Holy Fire in California's Cleveland National Forest expected in court today. Forrest Clark was arrested on Tuesday after allegedly sending an email last week saying that this place will burn. Investigators say physical evidence and witness statements led to his arrest. Vice President Mike Pence will talk about the president's vision for a space force as part of the military today. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The process of identifying American MIA remains from the Korean War is continuing as forensic scientists are analyzing 55 boxes of remains that North Korea recently returned to the United States. At a news briefing yesterday, the Pentagon's Kelly McCaig saying the government is honoring a long-term commitment to MIA families to do whatever is possible to locate and identify remains. Dr. John Byrd, who heads the forensic team, noted the remains are in moderate to poor condition. He said that's not surprising, though, since the Korean War, of course, was fought in the early 1950s. A California church says it's planning to give $1,000 to every household that lost their home to the car fire. Bethel Church announcing on its website that the money will go to people whose primary residences were lost in the fire that started 2 weeks ago. The church says giving away that kind of money is a God-sized step of faith, but also says it's been blessed with the support of Christians around the world. Only people living in Redding and Shasta County would be eligible for the gift. The car fire has destroyed over 1,000 homes. And the final major of the golf season's teeing off in St. Louis today. The first round of the PGA Championship begins at the Belrive Country Club, and Tiger Woods is playing there for the first time since 2001. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.